Yesterday, we heard about the growing use of smartphones for banking in the U.S. Today, to another place where millions of people pull out cell phones to make financial transactions, Kenya. They pay bills, buy goods, and send money to family members. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, Kenya's mobile money revolution is helping poor people and boosting local economies.
Simon Otieri works as a cook in a restaurant in Kibera. It's a sprawling, crowded community in Nairobi and one of Africa's largest slums. It's also full of energy. People work on the dirt streets, pounding door frames together. Kids boot soccer balls. Like most people here, Simon Otieri doesn't earn very much, just $4.37 a week. Otieri would like to put that money in a bank, but he can't afford to.
If I got to open up a bank account, it will cost me some charges, which I am unable to incur.
So this afternoon, Otieri is depositing his salary onto his cell phone with the help of an M-Pesa agent in a kiosk in Kibera. M-Pesa is the first mobile money transfer system of its kind in Africa. M stands for mobile. Pesa means money in Kiswahili. Otieri uses the service for all kinds of things.
Sometimes I can use the M-Pesa maybe to pay for rent.
In addition to paying his landlord, he sends money, e-cash as it's called, to the cell phone of his mother, who lives 600 miles away. She withdraws the money at an M-Pesa kiosk there. Then she uses it to buy staples, like salt and sugar. Otieri says M-Pesa also provides security. He'd rather store money on his cell phone than carry cash in Kibera, a place so dicey, some businessmen collect payments surrounded by guards with AK-47s. Mugging is a constant worry.
There's robbing, there's pickpocketing.
Safaricom, Kenya's leading mobile phone company, launched M-Pesa several years ago. Originally, the service was just a marketing tool. The company was targeting people without bank accounts, the vast majority of Kenyans, to get them to subscribe to Safaricom. But Washeka Mbugwa, M-Pesa's marketing manager, says the service proved surprisingly popular and useful.
It has grown faster than we expected it to grow.
After less than 4 years, M-Pesa now has more than 13 million users and 23,000 agents. Transferring money to a person anywhere in Kenya costs about 37 cents. Paying a bill? Free. The University of Maryland's Iris Center, which does economic research, interviewed 300 M-Pesa users, agents, and community leaders last year. Sherry Haas co-authored the study. She says M-Pesa is clearly having an economic impact. For instance, she says the flood of money transfers from urban areas boosted consumer spending in the countryside.
Now that locals were able to receive money into these areas, they were spending their money there as well. Shop owners would report that they had more business because there was more money circulating within these local communities.
M-Pesa also allows some small business owners to increase their speed and expand their reach.
I'm Pamela Omio. I'm a designer by profession.
Omio runs an open-air dress shop in Kibera. She says her business has tripled in the past several years. Omio says much of the reason is M-Pesa. It used to take days for her to send and receive payments for fabric and dresses. Now it's instantaneous. She scrolls through her phone to demonstrate.
See all these messages? This is M-Pesa, 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 all.
Okay, tell me what each one is.
This is 5,000.
Emma Oduno.
Emma Oduno is in Kisumu.
And why did she give you 5,000?
Because she wants her fabric. I'm packing them now. You see? She's there on the table.
Her dresses?
Yeah, her dresses.
Omio even uses the service to pay her workers. In recent months, M-Pesa has encountered new competition from other mobile phone companies, but it still dominates the Kenyan market. And it's expanded on the continent and beyond, to South Africa and Tanzania, even Fiji. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
You're listening to All Things Considered.